Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Pitch reached out and ripped to right field deep. Right fielder is back, and he's got it over the shoulder grab. That's going to score the run from third. As Dreschmeyer comes in to score, that is run number 9. Boy, Wes Reisinger got that one out there too, didn't he? RBI stack fly, and the batter, Bennett Smith. Smith passed his dad, Gumby, with his... Gumby never had a hit. Bennett had one back in the first inning. There's the pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes.
Did Gumby even get a hit?
Yeah, well, Churchley.
Does it count them?
I don't know.
He probably had errors to get on.
One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Copy that. Two outs. Here comes the pitch. Change up is ball 3. Tyler took a lot off at that time trying to get it in there. And it was evidently just a little high. From the windup, here's the pitch. And that one got away and ball 4. I think Tyler's having trouble gripping that ball that time. And it took off and it's ball 4. Smith down to first base with the base on ball. And the batter will be Jack Carroll. Miller came on in the 4th inning. That's only his first walk. Given up. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in 1. Jack Carroll has 3 hits. 2 of them are doubles. He's had a big old day as well for the Cardinals.
Oh, I have him for 3 for 3. Did I miss one?
This is his 4th time up. This one fouled out of play. Yeah, he's got a single and 2 doubles.
Okay, okay. I totally missed what you said.
Oh, maybe I missed both.
No. I had him 3 for 3.
Yeah, he is. Yep. Nothing in 2.
You were right again.
Well, I don't know about that, but again anyway, the throw to first, and now it's by the first baseman. And going on to second base is Bennett Smith. Smith is going all the way to third on that overthrow. He's not stopping, and he's there. So Bennett Smith now on a third base. So Carroll now up with another duck on the pond in scoring position. Here comes the pitch. That one swung on and missed, and that is out number 3. That'll do it for the Cardinals, as Miller gets the strikeout. That is the 3rd strikeout that he has recorded, coming out in relief of Landon Haseley. Island scores again. They get a run with an 8 of 1 base hit, no errors, and 1 left aboard. 3 outs away now, the Cardinals, from moving on to the sectional final. It is a 9-2 lead for Highland over Boscobel on WRCO and WRCO.com.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Thank you. Adam Hess stumping for the Osborne Stump Removal Company. Drew Sanders standing in. It's the 7th. Highland needs 3 outs. It's 9-2 Cardinals. The pitch from Dreschmeyer is a strike. John is out for his 2nd inning of work here for the Cardinals. Nothing in 1 on Sanders from the windup. The pitch is called outside.
Titus, though, from Osborne Stumping, he will do more than 3. He doesn't stop at 3 like
that. Oh, he does. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so
1-1, the pitch down low for a ball. 2-1. Well, if you're Boscobel, you just go out and try to have a little fun here.
Have a little fun.
If you can get a runner on or two.
We're only about an hour and a half into this game.
From the windup, there's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two strikes now on Sander. Dushmeyer worked for one batter last inning. Here comes the pitch. That one is down low. Ball three. Full count now. Lots of red all the way around the ballpark here today. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. That's strike three call. Caught him looking, and there is one away. Austin Wayne will be the batter. Austin making his way in. One for two. He singled and scored back in the third. Boscobel scored both of its runs in the third. That one is just a bit upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Bulldogs scoring two in the third on just one hit. 8-6, Hyman leading the hit department. That one is down low for a ball.
Yeah, but again, you look at that scoreboard and what stands out.
The errors.
The errors. Tough day for the Dogs on defense.
From the windup, there's the pitch. Dreschmeyer delivers a strike. 2-1 now to Austin Wayne. Cocks the bat, gets back in. Dreschmeyer with the pitch. That one is called strike two. Two balls and two strikes.
Cameron Luce waiting on deck.
From the windup, there's the pitch. Down low, and oh, they caught him looking. That is out number two. And the batter, Wyatt Anderson.
Oh, I'm sorry, ninth. This is the ninth batter.
Yep. Anderson today has a hit. And it struck out. Here's the pitch. That one called a strike. Dushmeyer, mind of the range.
Just poking the strike zone.
Nothing in one. There's the pitch. Just a bit low. One ball and one strike. Hyland one out away from playing in the sectional final now. From the windup, Dreschmeyer's pitch. Reached out and fouled. First base side. Strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Cardinals leading by seven. One ball, two strikes. The pitch, swing and a miss, and it's over. This one belongs to the Highland Cardinals. John Dreschmeyer in relief gets three strikeouts in the inning, and the Cardinals are moving on to the sectional final. In the seventh, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Today's final, Highland 9, Boscobel 2. That means the Cardinals are moving on to take on their opponent, Pittsville, in the sectional final coming up around 3 o'clock. The Duncan Rewards turning point of the game is coming up here, and our Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill. Fridays feature a mouth-watering fish fry with a fresh salad bar, and Saturdays, it's prime rib perfection from 11 to 9. From 100% homemade pizzas and daily barbecue specials, TKO keeps it exciting. Planning a party? They've got catering and a banquet hall. Reservations welcome. Open Fridays and Saturdays at 11, Thursdays at 3, and close Tuesdays. With meats from the hometown locker and hand-cut fries, every meal's a knockout at TKO Barbecue. With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Well, the turning point of the game, I don't know. There are quite a few places here. I think maybe you go with a couple of RBIs from the bottom part of the order for Highland, Henry. A double for Landis Newberry in that third inning. that certainly broke the game open there.
Yes, it did. So, you know, when you come to these places like this, if you're in the sectional semifinals and the sectional finals, you've got to play your best ball.
Yep.
And, you know, one team did, one team didn't.
And you've got to make plays, and Highland certainly did. They forced them to make plays.
100%.
Hit the ball well. They get credit for 8 hits today and several really hard-hit balls that were played, too, or weren't played.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there were a couple times where they got the shortstop out of position. The ball went to the left or right of him, couldn't get to it. And then, you know, Boswell had a huge drop in the outfield that just cost them two, and it just kept compounding after compounding. So, and it wasn't a very good day at the plate for the Dogs either.
Well, they get 6 hits, 8-6 Highland wins in the hit department today. And the Cardinals were led by Jack Terrell, 3-for-4 with 2 doubles. Landis Newberry with a 2-for-3 and a double as well. And John Dreschmeyer, again, talk about put the ball in play. He reaches 3 times with errors and then doubles. So he scores 3 of those times. And again, try to keep him off the base paths. And he took advantage of all of those. On the other side for Boscobel, they had a 1-for-2 for Tyler Miller, and he walks. 1-for-3 for Jaron Wiyaki. Also 1-for-3 for Landon Haisley. And 1-for-3 for Austin Wayne among the hits today. We'll have more about the wrap-up on this one and look ahead to the Pittsville and Highland game coming up. We'll have it, game number 2, coming up a little bit later on. It's the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show, WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's SUPPZ.
SUPPZ.
SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venable.
Baseball is a game of generations, and so is public transportation.
Town Taxi has been serving Richland Center, Wisconsin, and its surrounding communities since 1978.
Under new ownership with a new focus, we offer local transportation for all your daily needs, as well as long-distance trips and a variety of vehicles for vacation airport service and even wheelchair or walker accommodations for our senior and disabled customers.
So when the game of life has you stuck on second, let the local favorites at Town Taxi get you home
or send you away.
Just call 608-647-3114 today.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for a custom touch that stands out? Simply Country Signs and Designs in Boscobel has you covered. From personalized signs of any kind to vehicle lettering, custom shirts, and laser engraving, they bring you ideas to life with quality and style. Call Simply Country Signs and Designs at 608-485-3776 and let them create something just for you. That's 608-485-3776, Simply Country Signs, where custom meets country charm.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
The win goes to the Highland Cardinals in game number one today. 9 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Becks left on. For Boscobel, 2 runs, total of 6 hits, 8 errors, and 4 left aboard. For the Bulldogs, they finish out at 13-13. Good run on the season, get a regional championship, and lose here in the sectional semifinal to the Cardinals, who improve to 15-12. For Highland, their next opponent is Pittsville, which will come into the game at 21-7 following their 2-1 victory today over Blair Taylor. So it should be a good game. We'll have it for you coming up here. We'll see whether the Cardinals can make a push toward the WIAA State Tournament at Fox City Stadium in Appleton. So that is coming up here for game number two of our afternoon coverage, courtesy of our sponsors today. Henry Bray, I think he's already in line for that burger with onions on it. So on behalf of Henry Bray and our engineer, Bo Hendricks, Bill Lee saying good day for now. We'll be back your way in a little while with game number two in the sectional final. Should be an exciting game in that matchup between Pittsville and Highland. Today's final, 9-2. Highland ends the year for the Boscobel Bulldogs. Thanks to Coach James Marks and company. It's good to work with him all year as well, promoting the Bulldogs, and good luck to them in the offseason. You've been listening to semifinal sectional action here from Blair Taylor on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
The best words to hear at the TSA security checkpoint? You're good to go. All it takes is a little preparation. Get to the airport early, bring a carry-on bag that fits in the overhead, and have an acceptable ID. Not all state-issued IDs will cut it. Check out tsa.gov/ID and see which TSA-acceptable IDs make the grade, like a real ID or passport.
Before you jet, do a little prep, and you're good to go. Check out tsa.gov/ID or the MyTSA app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Hey, Bo Hendricks with you now as we're back in between the two games. Going to be playing some music for you, but first off, it is the 2 o'clock hour, so I do want to mention that right now, you can enter into the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance at winning $100 this hour. So, good luck. The word of the hour is cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E, cheese, which is pretty well liked here in Wisconsin. But anyway, load up the Civic Media app and then find WRCO, hit the text button at the bottom of the screen, and then use the keyword cheese and send that in. You're entered to win. You'll also be entered in for the grand prize drawing with just this submission, but you have until the end of the hour. Good luck. Again, the word cheese.
Always thought you loved that black C-71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run, not for keeps. You put your lips on her. Should've known from the way that you never left your phone, sitting by the bed, or the way that you laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. Did you think that I wouldn't smell that cheap perfume? You'll have to find a new ride, 'cause the joke's on you. Your lips on.
I ain't scoped a single thing, but I love this country world. Hey man, I'm on the lake, but I'm about to float on back. Out here just slinging bait, but ain't hooked one single bass. No. Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when you got nothing going on? Yeah, I reckon I pack it on up, pack it on. Saturday night, they always got your back when your wallet runs out of money. Thank God for drinking buddy. Thank God for drinking buddy.
My boy Toy up and gone, and I ain't bringing him back. When he hits up my phone, I hit decline and I laugh.
Bryce, Haley Withers, and Nate Smith with that tune, Drinking Buddies, here on Country and Community, WRCO. As we now are into the Tuesday afternoon, sitting at 71 degrees, and what day is today? Well, it happens to be June 10th, and so that is National Frosted Cookie Day, National Forklift Safety Day, National Egg Roll Day, National Call Your Doctor Day, National Herbs and Spices Day, National Black Cow Day, National Iced Tea Day, and National Ballpoint and Pen Day today. Lots to celebrate. And also, if you're celebrating your birthday or anniversary, hope it's a great one today. I know today is my dad's birthday, so of course, happy birthday to him. Looking forward to seeing him later. Of course, I do have to swing by the fire department before I head home. Got to let them know that it's his birthday and that we're going to be lighting candles, because at this point, I think it technically counts as a controlled burn. So got to get that out of the way before I head over there to help him, you know, with his birthday celebration. Anyway, though, don't forget right now, you could be entering into the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. The word of the hour, cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E. Get that texted using the Civic Media app. Load it up. Find WRCO and hit the text button to send the keyword cheese. And you're entered to win this hour's prize, which is $100 cash. And you're also entered in for the grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County one.
High School in the USA Cultural Exchange Program makes lifelong connections by embracing new cultures. It's a chance to share your story, traditions, and customs with others while discovering a new culture, writing your own home. We match students with host families to feel less like a guest and more like a member of the family. If you're interested in embarking on a new adventure as a host family, visit highschoolintheusa.com or shoot an email to info@highschoolintheusa.com.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Illicit fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that our nation has ever experienced, and it's found in counterfeit pills and most street drugs. It has killed hundreds of thousands, many of them not even knowing they were getting the drug. I'm Robert De Niro. One of those tragic deaths was my beautiful grandson, Leo. He was just 19 years old. Such a nice young man. Kind, smart, funny, friendly, loving. You know what? Fentanyl doesn't care. But you do. And that's why I'm asking you to join me and my family in our fight against the poisoning of a nation. The Leandro De Niro Rodriguez Foundation will raise the awareness of the mortal danger of fentanyl, campaign for government and public support, and reach out to other families devastated by this epidemic. Find us online at ladrfoundation.org. That's ladrfoundation.org. It's too late for Leo, but together we might save someone you love. Thank you.
Poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me in the shadow whiskey. Bartender, hit me one more time. He left, I cried. Putting out quarters in the slot. I don't wanna talk and I don't wanna dance. I damn sure ain't looking for romance. I don't wanna hang out with the crowd. I don't wanna party and get real loud. Believe me when I tell you that I thought this through. There's only one thing that I want you to do. For me, for me, for me, for me. And I'm a shot of whiskey. The bartender hit me one more time. He left, I cried. So many things that I never knew. He loved to party and he loved to dance. He loved to get loud every time he had the chance. I always thought he was a simple-minded okie. Well, little did I know he was a king of karaoke. He was everything that a man should be. The problem was that it wasn't with me. Poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me. And I'm shot of whiskey. The bartender hit me one more time. He left, I cried.
the crack of dawn, side your dickies on, and you're off like a bullet, sweating like sin while you're tilling the land. See a cold beer can, damn, you gotta pull it. I can't help myself, it runs deep in my well. Country scene, country dude. Top end, you're gonna be lighting up a bonfire with the radio, playing Cash and Jones, singing all night in.
George Strait. The Brewers return to action after losing to Atlanta at home 7-1 yesterday. Hopefully, they will have better luck this evening. It'll be a 6:40 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Coming up around 3 o'clock, we will have our next coverage of the Highland baseball game as Highland defeated Boscobel just a little bit ago by a score of 9-2. But right now, here's Sammy Kershaw.
There wouldn't be The Monongahela and the Ohio. Gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away.
Is she in New Orleans? Is she a Cajun queen? I wonder what she's doing now. But if I know her, she's got brains and furs, struggling along somehow.
Struggling along somehow. It's gonna take a lot of river. This broken heart afloat. Gonna take a lot of river, running all the livelong day. Gonna take the Mississippi, the Monongahela and the Ohio. Gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away. It's gonna take a lot of river to keep this broken heart afloat. Gonna take a lot of river, running all the livelong day. Gonna take the Mississippi, the Monongahela and the Ohio. Gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away. Gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away.
I'm going home to see. Though other men have held her, her heart belongs to me.
You've traveled down some dusty roads, slept out in the rain, but this yellow rose is always here when you come home again.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled and you fell. I just kept your pride from dying.
You saved my soul from hell. She's a diamond of the desert. She's a golden flower of spring. She's a yellow rose of Texas. She can make a man a king. There's a yellow rose in Texas. She knows the dues I've paid. And I'm going home to tell her I wish I'd never strayed.
You couldn't see beyond yourself, your pain and wounded pride. But now you know the truth is in the way you feel inside.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled and you fell. I just kept your pride from dying.
Save my soul from hell.
She's a diamond of the desert.
She's a golden flower of spring. She's a yellow rose of Texas. She can make a man a king. Yes, a yellow rose of Texas can make a man a king.
And you're listening to WRCO Radio, where we are getting ready for our second game of the day. That's right, it's a doubleheader of sports. First off, we had Boscobel taking on Highland in the WIAA semifinal baseball game. But now Highland moves on after defeating Boscobel, and we take things out to Phil and Hank, who are getting ready for game two. Take it away, fellas.
Thank you very much, Bo Hendricks. Good afternoon again, everyone. Not a lot of time in between games when you're the second game. Everybody kind of rushing to get back and get ready after a little water and a little time in the shade for Highland. They're back and ready to meet up with Pittsville here today in the final. Pittsville comes in with a record of 21-7. Highland now 15-12. If you're just joining us, The Cardinals ended the year for basketball by a score of 9-2. Meeting at home plate between the umpires, it'll be interesting to see how Highland plays it, but it looks like Davis DeRota will be the starting pitcher in game number two. John Dreschmeyer worked the last four batters that he faced, and the winning pitcher in the previous game, Koyer Zadrazil, was right around 96 pitches when he left the ballgame. So they will throw whoever's got some pitches left here, and they're hoping that Davis can go a long way in this one here today. Both teams feel they have good shots, I know, as they come into this one today, and I think it's going to be a great ball game. We'll come back with more on the Vitesse Power Sports pregame show from Blair Taylor. Today it's sectional final baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesse Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesse Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesse Power Sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Welcome back to Blair Taylor. Henry Bray finally got out of line from the hamburger and onion line. And how are things over there?
Onions were good. They just said I had too many hamburgers.
Oh, yeah, too. Okay.
I just saw a sign over on the fence. I don't know if you're supposed to be here.
Me?
Yeah.
What'd I do?
It says no pets allowed. I don't know what I've done.
Okay. I don't know. We do know that we've got a game coming
up here
in a moment. And Ben Friday on the mound for the Pittsville team. He is a right-hander warming up with Jamison Krieger behind the plate, Darren Luther at first base, Cash Osterman at second, Logan Zickert is at shortstop, and Grant Rademan is at third base. Brady Withers in left, Dawson Luther in center, and Rayson Cooley is in right field. Batting for the Highland Cardinals, Cooper Olson, the center fielder, leads it off, followed by the shortstop, John Dreschmeyer. Davis DeRota, the pitcher, hits third. Wes Kreisinger will play right field and hit fourth. Bennett Smith is hitting fifth, and at first base, Jack Terrell at third, will be followed by Koyer Zadrazil, the second baseman, hitting seventh. Landis Newberry, the left fielder, hits eighth, and Caden Washa, the catcher, hits number nine. And here we go. Well, you don't have much time to catch your breath.
No, here you go, buddy.
Back in is Cooper Olson, and we've got game two here, the sectional final, the right to play in Appleton. Here comes the first pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Highland, by virtue of their 9-2 victory against Highland, here in the final, 2-1, Pittsville over Blair Taylor. This one fouled off, nothing and two by Olson. I think Highland needs to come out and just attack like they did in that.
Oh, 100%. I mean, if they continue to have their goal just to hit anything that's there, they'll be all right.
Scored a run every inning in that game, at least one run. Here's the pitch, swing and a foul, and that one is out of play. Crowd on hand here today. It thinned out considerably.
It thinned out. It really did.
There were a lot of Boscobel and Blair Taylor fans there, that's for sure. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch, bounced sharply towards short. Fielded by the shortstop, long throw, and they didn't get it. Saved up the ball. But I think he would have been there anyway. Don't you?
It'd been close.
Olsen is there, and the batter will be Dreschmeyer. They'll score the hit.
Well, I'm going to score the hit, Phil.
That's what it is. Dreschmeyer, the shortstop, will stand in. Checks the sign from Coach Cool. So Highland right back at it with a base runner here in the opening inning. They are the visiting team. Pittsville winning the toss. Here's the pitch. That one is called outside. One ball and no strikes. Righty, a long, tall, right-handed pitcher.
Boy, he is a tall young man, isn't he?
Righty's pitching on Tuesday. I'm sure Bill Twiney would have a field day with that.
Yes, he would.
Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes.
Well, we're playing on a one-field format today, Phil.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, you learn well from Bill.
Yes.
Runner leads at first. 2-0 pitch, runner going, bounce foul outside of third for strike one. 2-1 to the hitter. Little breeze blowing out, but we arrived today. It was
cool. Chilly, 62.
Yeah,
a little bit of rain.
Game time temp now is 69 here at Blair. So a 2-1 offering coming up from Friday. Olsen leads at first base, throw to first, and he's over there. Kind of one of those I know you're there throws.
Right, just to let you know.
Let you know.
Because they did try the steal on a hit and run.
Here comes the pitch, runner going. It's going to be hit toward left field. Left fielder circling and going back. Can't get it. Oh, he did get it. Oh, my goodness. He just barely caught that off of his shoelace.
Yes, he did.
I thought he dropped it, and he reached down and grabbed it before it hit the ground. There is one away. Looking up at the sun a little bit, too, right now.
It is.
So the Highland runner back at first base, Davis DeRota, the pitcher. DeRota will be the opposition of this guy Friday.
Yes, he will. He needs to help himself here, Phil.
Slight lead at first. Then just kind of a little toss over there to first base. Keeps the runner honest. And back it goes to the pitcher. Just underway here in sectional final action, starting just before 3 o'clock today. Friday with a pitch. That one is called a ball.
Yep. Just a little high.
One ball and no strikes. Friday not an overpowering pitcher, it would appear. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Paints the outside corner.
His location's pretty good on him right now, so.
One ball and one strike.
Olsen can move on the base pass if he gets a jam.
He can. Slightly throw over there, and he's back in time. Highland proved in the Boscoville game they're not afraid to take an extra base.
Not at all.
Lean or steal on the pitcher. A couple of steals while the pitcher was in motion. 1-1, there's the deal. That one ripped in the air, straightaway center.
That looks like down.
Coming
nope.
on, nope.
Oh, wow.
Making the grab is the center fielder, Dawson Luther, and there are two outs. The batter will be Wes Preisinger. Wes standing in here. A chance to keep it going. So he checks the sign and will step out. Wes, in the opening game, had an RBI. Throw to first again. Olsen's back in time.
It's a good thing I don't count those as pitches.
In the majors, you're more regulated with that, aren't you?
Well, the third one, you get a base.
Yep. Friday back and ready. Here's the pitch. Runner going. It's going to be a pop-up and foul out of play. Kind of feel they need to do that in high school as well. I don't know.
I do, too.
That's just me. But
our clock.
Yeah. Yep. And some of the games do get a little long.
Well, today hasn't been.
No, it snapped right along.
It's been really good baseball, the first game, second game, and now this one. So
here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Nothing in two. First game, Pittsville won. That lasted about an hour and a half.
Yeah, that was a great ball game.
Yep. And then here, with the second game of the day, still went fairly quickly. About an hour and 45 in a win for Highland. Here's the pitch, foul back. Reichinger still alive. Olsen back to first base. Two away in the top half of the first inning here in the sectional final game for the right to play in Appleton next week. Box City Stadium, nothing like it. Two-strike offering from Friday. He is ready, runner going, hits the ball, and they'll concede the runner. Olsen slides in. He's on at second base.